Hi, my name is Miles S. Hicks, and I'm a 22-year-old college student attending Virginia Commonwealth University here in Richmond, Virginia, with big hair and even bigger dreams. This is A Mile a Minute.
Okay, gentrify your own hood, but these people do it. Claim eminent domain and have your people moving. That's a small glimpse into what Nipsey was doing. Anybody still confused as to what he was doing? The neighborhood designed to keep us trapped. They redlined it, so property declines if you live by blacks. They depress the asset and take the property back. It's a ruthless but a genius plan in fact. So now we fighting over scraps. Crabs in the barrel, but crabs don't belong in the barrel. They ain't never tell us that. So in the barrel, we gon' act like we act. We can easily get out the barrel if we stand on each other's back. Whoever gets on top, as long as they stay attached, they can pull everybody out. I was doing just that. I told neighborhood Nipsey, stay close. $100 million on your schedule, lay low. Tell your team to be on point in the places that they go. I never dreamed he'd get killed in the place that he called home. How we gon' get in power with you, the sauce? Y'all like to run off on the plug, so of course.
And that was Jay-Z performing his freestyle tribute to Nipsey Hussle and Black Empowerment at Webster Hall at his B-Sides concert this past week in New York City. So on this episode of A Mile a Minute, we have a little bit of a topic that hits a little bit closer to home for me. Because of my experience as a resident assistant and seeing firsthand through this very eye-opening experience that I was able to share with a floor full of residents in Johnson Hall, during the fall of 2016, spring of 2017, I learned that freshman students are not built to stay at this university for all 4 years, and that if you are here, you are among the very, very lucky ones if you do even get to live on campus, let alone student housing. While VCU provides a great housing solution for freshmen to live here during their freshman year, most students do not realize that upperclassmen housing is little to any. Now, I know what you may be thinking here. Boo-hoo, sucks to you if you did not get housing to live on campus. But here's how it affects not just you, but so many other students. Let's take, for example, Jordan. Jordan lived in Cary and Belvedere before it was an all-freshman dorm, their first year transferring here and applying for housing for their junior year. Before the school year was over, Jordan applies for student housing by entering the housing lottery. Now, the summer comes around, Jordan waits for the lottery number to be called, and yes, what they do apply for is a lottery to even be considered to live on campus for somewhere they pay to attend school. Now, take this into perspective. Jordan doesn't figure out that they actually don't have housing till the end of the summer. So around July, August, they get an email saying that out of the 5,000 lottery numbers, their lottery number was not chosen. And finally, to face the idea of not living on campus. Luckily, Jordan filled out a resident assistant application and was able to accept an RA position while being at the university and not having to worry about where they live and focus on school as well as the student job while Jordan was here. Now, as most of you may be guessing, that story was very specific, and yes, Jordan was me. I almost didn't have housing to live on campus at VCU for my second year of college, and while being here and considering a lot of my options, I could have gone through such as leasing a student apartment or to rent for a local house. By the time summer comes, a lot of people have already filled up their slots for roommates and other housing arrangements prior to meeting during that summer. While Jordan, aka me, cannot afford to pay rent at an apartment without taking out a second job or extra student loans, now you ask yourself, yes, you should have done this more in advance. Yes, you should have planned for the worst of worst that could happen. And however, people realize to fail that most students don't know this. They don't know that when you are looking at apartments that you don't need to start months in advance. This is the first time even me as a student was hearing the words leasing, rent, down payment, security deposit. The problem here is that somewhere in between getting a high enough GPA to remain in good academic standing, attending campus events, working a job to support myself, and partying, of course, students were not looking at where they should be laying their heads at night. But alas, this was the struggle that every university student faces, not just here, but across the nation on campuses. To be able to live on a college campus where they have already paid thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars racking up in student loans to go and best support themselves and make a life for themselves. While college is looked at as a necessity for success, being that knowledge is the key to all power, it is priced as a luxury. As a student that has been the poster child of this campus, and yes, you will see my face lovely in the commons or on VC's website, showing how diversity and success go hand in hand, I want all universities to realize that when a student asks to take their time to apply to a university, that the university also keeps in mind the space in which the student is intended to finish all 4 years of that degree that they work so tirelessly and hard for. My residence during my time coming towards the end of my tenure as an RA in Johnson Hall looked for apartments desperately. Some weren't even able to find a place to live, saying that they might have to even pull out of VCU just to go back home and try to figure out another plan or plan B. These students were some of the most talented, boldest, and brightest that I had ever been able to surround myself by, receiving scholarships and awards for this university themselves. But not even being able to afford their own housing wasn't even just half of the issue. While there were programs set in place such as scholarships, grants, and financial aid that can be used to help them around the situation, time was of the essence, and time was something that they were not granted the opportunity and information of. I saw students who were homeless sleep on couches and share beds just to stay and finish their degree and continue to do so every day here at VCU. Now, I am no master at numbers. I am a public relations major after all, but after seeing that over 10,000 new students will be coming to VCU in the fall of 2019 and living on campus, we have to make a choice as a society. Do we allow to keep overpopulating this city with students to the point where we're asking questions such as the graduation and retention rates of students? What happens to current students who work and live here currently while more students come in to occupy this space? And not to mention what happens to the local Richmond residents who already live here and operate here on their day-to-day lives? Or should we stop taking in more than we can bear to ensure that the quality of student is better rather than the quantity of students? In the same breath, setting up students for the best success possible so that no one has to weigh the odds ever of whether living on campus should be equal to finishing their education. So much for integration. Don't know what I was thinking. I'm moving back to Southside. So much for integration. Don't know what I was thinking. I'm moving back to Southside. Thank you so much for listening. A Mile a Minute is produced through WBCW. Also, while you're here, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave me a review or rating or follow on Spotify. It helps me out a bunch. The theme music was brought to you by Spirit by Aretas. Feel free and welcome to leave a comment or questions via social media at Miles Hicks. That's at MilesHicks. Woo! On all social media.
The DMs are open.
For your thoughts, sentiments, rants, and raves. And until next week, bye!